Exclusive. Dr. Ben Carson, weapons formed against Trump have not prospered. This is the heritage of the servants of the Lord. By Hannah Knudsen on July 17, 2024. The country needs to go back to its spiritual roots and dependence on God. Dr. Ben Carson said during a sit-down interview with Breitbart News on Wednesday at the Republican National Convention, quoting Isaiah 54:17 to showcase what the heritage of servants of the Lord is. Carson discussed the moving speech he delivered at the convention on Tuesday evening, explaining that the United States needs to return to its dependence on God. "We moved away from that. And Isaiah 54:17, which is, no weapon that is formed against thee shall prosper. And every word that is spoken against you, thou shalt condemn. This is the heritage of the servants of the Lord." And then I just pointed out all those weapons that were formed against Donald Trump. You know, trying to ruin his reputation, and he's more popular than ever. Trying to bankrupt him, he's got more money than ever, he said. Carson said Trump told him after the speech that he never really thought about that. But it's true, and all the things that they did with the lawfare and all of those things backfired on them. And the point being that if God be for you, who can be against you, he said. We need to go back to having faith in God, and those are very much our spiritual roots that taught us to love your neighbor, not to hate your neighbor, not to cancel your neighbors. Those are the kinds of things that are destroying us as a nation, and we each have a responsibility to counter that kind of thing, Carson said, agreeing with Breitbart Washington Bureau Chief Matt Boyle that God's hand was on Donald Trump's shoulder on Saturday, when he survived an assassination attempt. I believe so. I mean, you probably are familiar with the story of the bulletproof George Washington. George Washington was the courier for General Braddock during the French and Indian War. He was a colonel at that time and riding back and forth. All the couriers were killed except for him. He had two horses shot from beneath him. He had four bullet holes in his coat. He had bullet fragments in his hair, but no flesh wounds, Carson said. And years later, one of the Indian chiefs who was near death heard that Washington was going to be in the area. This is still before he was president. He said, "Take me to see that man," and when he was with George Washington, he said, "Sir, I just needed to meet you, because I am an expert marksman. And I shot you many times, and my men shot you many times. And pretty soon I told them to stop wasting their ammunition. And I just wanted to meet a man who was protected by the Great Spirit above." That occurred less than 50 miles away from where President Trump was nearly killed, Carson said. And I truly believe that. We used to have that story in all of our history books, until it became politically incorrect to talk about God. But he does play a tremendous role in our country.